This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The Philippine stock market underperformed recently amid rising inflation, raising concerns about Banco Central rate hikes in the months ahead. Should we be concerned or are fears inflated?
I think, I think fears are inflated. In fact, recently, the Banco Central had been talking about lowering their inflation forecast. And I think that was a way of conveying the idea that monetary policy isn't likely to tighten soon or maybe for the rest of the year. There had been some comments from the industry that there was the likelihood that Banco Central would tighten in the second half of the year. And I think the general comments from the governor of the central bank, the deputy governor of the central bank, that their inflation forecast of 4.5% for this year was on the high side and that it was likely to be downscaled was a way of allaying concerns that the monetary stance might change. So I think for this year, there will be no change in the central bank's monetary policy stance.
Well, Philippines saw an increase in net FDI inflows of 35% to $3.4 billion USD. This was for the first 10 months of 2013. And this comes in the wake of a 66% increase in net FDI inflows as well in the month of October. Are we likely to continue seeing foreign investors coming in a big way in the Philippines? And if so, which sectors would these be?
I think we will continue to see FDI flows coming in, but maybe to characterize it in a big way is not quite right, because when you compare the net FDI flows into the Philippines with our closest neighbors like Indonesia and Thailand, they're actually quite puny. This was like for the first 10 months of the year, the net FDI flows was $3.5 billion. So this is very small compared to our neighbors. But nonetheless, the inflows, I think, will be coming in for the manufacturing sector. I hear a lot of talk about Japanese manufacturers, car manufacturers, wanting to diversify away from China and from Thailand, just in case there are emergencies. For example, what we are seeing now in Thailand is a lot of political unrest, and that may affect the car manufacturing sector there. So I think Japanese manufacturers want to diversify away from their concentration in certain countries just for added margin of safety. And I think the same is true with China.
Overall, do you think we are going to be seeing more money flowing into the reconstruction work from Typhoon Haiyan?
I think that's for sure. The government itself is very much wanting to be able to start reconstruction work right away. The private sector is also there. In fact, some of the several listed companies that were affected, say, for example, like the mall operator in Tacloban, that's the capital of Leyte, has started reconstructing the damaged retail space as a result of the typhoon. The government will do the same, but maybe for us here, the pace will not be as fast as we want it to be. There are quite challenging logistical obstacles that have to be overcome, and so it might not be as fast as we want it to be.
Overall, are you bearish or bullish on the Philippines, Luz?
Overall, bullish on the economic outlook. I'm looking at GDP growth of 6.8%. That is factoring in already the impact of Typhoon Haiyan. And, you know, this is still much higher compared to the other countries in the region that have not experienced the string of natural calamities the Philippines had last year. And probably this will be second only to China within the region. However, on the equities market, I am not so bullish because of the tapering that will happen in the U.S. and all the uncertainty this engenders about the direction of interest rates. In fact, we're seeing it in the Philippines. I think the outlook that for some in the industry that interest rates might increase is influenced to some extent by the tapering that will happen in the U.S. So for the first half of this year, I'm not very bullish on the equities market, but I think maybe there will be some pickup in the second half of the year.
So what are your recommendations in the meantime?
Oh, in the meantime, we still want, think investors should remain defensive. Last year, because of the steep market multiples, and also when we had the initial talk about tapering, we concentrated on consumers and consumer companies and telcos. And so for this year, we're doing the same, remaining defensive in the first half. Again, consumer companies and telcos. But to that, we are adding reconstruction plays. So cement companies, construction companies, that will be our main focus for the first half of the year.
Thanks so much, Luz Lorenzo, Head of Research at Maybank Kim Eng, the Philippines.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.